Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the Feast of the Holy Family, and from Germany we hear from Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz, a Dominican sister of Arenberg. Sister Kirsten Marie teaches high school in Vechta, and her preaching today is entitled Parents' Expectations.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for the purification, according to the law of Moses, they took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Just as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Messiah of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. In today's Gospel, we have just heard about Mary and Joseph bringing their newborn child to the temple to present it to the Lord. This was undoubtedly a particular moment in the lives of young parents. After all, the mother had to wait 40 days after the birth of her son before she was allowed to enter the temple. She had enough time to familiarize herself with a new earthling and build a relationship. Babies may not know much at few weeks, but for many parents, these first few weeks are extraordinary. They recognize from whom the child has inherited the nose, see the first changes in the child's growth, and give their newborn a name that they have already become accustomed to. And by the time the baby is born, the parents also think about what they want their child to become. In some times and religions, the name already expresses what the parents want the child to become. For example, the name Jesus, as can be read in Matthew, means Yahweh, God helps. So there's a specific expectation about what will happen to this baby or who he is. After all, Mary specially conceived the child, and Joseph already knew that something was different about the child. The father and mother may have already formed a picture of their child's life. And so the parents carry their child into the temple to fulfill the law and present the infant to God. After their time and experiences together, they enter the temple with specific hopes and expectations. For Joseph and Mary, as we have just heard, These expectations are even exceeded in the temple. They meet two more witnesses to their child's unique significance and God's mission there. Simeon and Anna confirm what they already had been foreshadowed. This child Jesus is outstanding. He is the messenger, the Messiah. And so the parents' expectations are fulfilled. And that is very much in keeping with today's feast of the Holy Family. Here we see a family that is thoroughly imbued with God and gives itself entirely to his plans for their lives. But how often do parents' expectations not come true? How often is not everything in a family so harmonious and coherent? Children turn out differently than you had expected and hoped. They take a different path, choose another career, and shape their lives differently. And aren't these unfulfilled expectations often the cause of the arguments that sometimes flare up under the Christmas tree? It has to be brought up again that it was pointless to drop out of university. It would be best if you mentioned again that you think the grandchild's circle of friends could be more suitable. You have to say that the children should have a better life for once. And that's when the best arguments start. And of course, it also works very well the other way around. Why haven't you taken care of it? Do you think it's still necessary at your age? This list could go on and on, but it usually expresses that some people have certain expectations of others. These expectations clash during the holidays because you sit together and have few alternatives. How much more relaxed can such a celebration be if you try to set aside your expectations of the event or others? This is precisely what Jesus' parents repeatedly experienced. The child is different than expected. As a 12-year-old, he sits in the temple instead of going home with his parents. As an adult, he runs over his mother at the Canaan wedding when she only wants to help. He takes an entirely different path than Mary and Joseph probably expected when he was born. And yet they stand by their child. Mary repeatedly accepts Jesus' otherness and remains under the cross on which her son dies miserably. In his book on baptism, the former master of the Dominican order, Timothy Radcliffe, writes that this is precisely what love is. Setting your children free and not loving, restricting them and giving them the space they need. Even if this means that you cannot hold them lovingly in your arms, even if it means that they go different ways than you have planned for them. With this attitude, Christmas can succeed if you let each other be free and lower your expectations. Let the other person be different and clearly understand what you need and what if you can. And then you can talk about it without expecting the other person to solve everything. It may be different, but it will be more relaxed and peaceful. It's very similar when you think about the new year today. Fixed expectations of how everything will turn out are likely to be disappointed. After all, we have learned in recent years how different everything can become at once. So, if you have a clear idea of what you want to happen in the new year, you won't likely be able to reflect on the past year with satisfaction. At the same time, however, you should still focus on what is to come because it is helpful to look at the coming year and think about what you want to achieve. What do I want to achieve? What do I want to spend time with? What do I want to be different from? Because if you know where you want to go, you are more likely to get there. Those who manage to see this forward focus as a wish rather than an expectation will be better able to cope if things turn out differently. Those who wish to spend more time with loved ones in the new year will be more open and flexible about what happens. If you expect to spend more time with loved ones in the coming year, you will be offended when others don't have as much time for you. So, when dealing with yourself, it is also about love that sets you free. It is then possible to be less harsh with yourself when you don't meet your standards and expectations. But you can also take a more relaxed view of your environment if you approach it with desires instead of expectations. After all, wishes also mean giving someone good thoughts along the way. So, if you want to say to each other, "Happy New Year tomorrow," that means precisely that. "I want it to be good for you, but I can't do it." And ultimately, how your year turns out, it is in your hands rather than mine. It can be the same with children and family. "I wish you a good life, a successful future, and that you find what fulfills you." These are words of blessing that can accompany a person. With this open attitude, a child, a friend, or another person can come to me when life has turned out differently than desired. And you can express your wishes for someone else. "I wish I could spend more time with you." The other person can then decide whether they want to do the same and don't have to meet any specific expectations. In this way, you can share your life and work together. Just as Mary and Joseph were prepared to share the life of their child Jesus and follow his path. Even if the tracks were beyond all expectations and Jesus' life was completely different from what anyone could have expected.